When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Welcome, true crime and the unknown fans, to another chilling journey into the shadowed archives of the supernatural, here on Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we delve into a tale whispered in hushed tones, a story so deeply ingrained in the tapestry of Hollywood legend that its very name evokes a cold, metallic dread. We speak, of course, of Little Bastard. Forget the sun-drenched Californian roads of the 1950s, the roar of an engine, and the iconic figure of James Dean. Tonight, we unearth the true historical horror of his final ride, a silver Porsche 550 Spider, affectionately, or perhaps prophetically, named Little Bastard. For those who seek the genuine spine-tingling terror of the unexplained, this episode is a deep dive into the historical anomalies and tragic deaths inextricably linked to this cursed chrome. Our narrative begins in the fateful summer of 1955. James Dean, a rising star, a rebellious spirit, and a passionate auto enthusiast, had just traded in his Ford Fairlane for a sleek, silver German machine, a Porsche 550 Spider. Only 90 of these powerful, lightweight racing cars were ever built, making it an exclusive, coveted prize. Dean, captivated by its speed and elegance, immediately nicknamed it Little Bastard. A chilling irony, given the macabre destiny that awaited both car and owner. He had intended to race Little Bastard in Salinas, California, and on the afternoon of September 30th, 1955, Dean, along with his German mechanic Rolf Wüterich, set out on Highway 466. They were headed north, the California sun glinting off the polished metal, the engine humming a deceptively innocent tune. Just as the sun began to dip below the horizon, at the intersection of Highway 466 and Highway 41, tragedy struck. A black-and-white Ford Tudor, driven by a 23-year-old college student named Donald Turnipseed, turned left directly into the path of the speeding Porsche. The collision was catastrophic. The lightweight Spider was mangled beyond recognition, its silver body crushed, its spirit seemingly extinguished. James Dean, tragically, suffered severe injuries and was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital. Wüterich was badly injured, but survived. The world mourned a legend, a talent extinguished far too soon. But for Little Bastard, death was merely the beginning of its terrifying afterlife. The mangled remains of the Porsche were towed to a local garage, a twisted monument to a fallen star. But the true horror was only just beginning to unfold. The car, it seemed, harbored a malevolent spirit, a curse that would cling to its salvaged parts, leaving a trail of death and injury in its wake. The first victim of Little Bastard's post-crash rampage was a mechanic named George Barris, a famed custom car designer who had originally customized the Porsche for Dean. He purchased the wrecked vehicle for a mere $1,000, intending to strip it for parts. As the mangled car was being unloaded from the flatbed truck, it slipped, crushing one of Barris's employees and breaking his leg. A chilling omen of the dark energy now emanating from the twisted metal. Barris then sold the engine to a doctor named Troy McHenry, an avid race car driver. In 1956, while racing a car fitted with Dean's former engine, McHenry lost control and slammed into a tree, dying instantly. This was no ordinary accident. It was a violent, inexplicable obliteration, a grim echo of Dean's own demise. Around the same time, the drive shaft from Little Bastard was sold to another doctor, William Eshred. Also a racer, Eshred installed the part in his own competition car. During a race, his vehicle suddenly veered off the track and crashed. Eshrid survived, but suffered devastating, crippling injuries. He later recounted a chilling feeling of being unable to control the car, as if an unseen force had seized the wheel. The tires, too, carried the curse. Barris sold them to a young man, only for both tires to blow out simultaneously, sending the new owner's car careening off the road. He too narrowly escaped death, but was left with severe injuries. The seat, reportedly stained with Dean's blood, was sold to a morbid collector. It was said to have caused illness and misfortune to anyone who sat in it. George Barris, now fully convinced of the car's malevolent power, decided to donate the shell of Little Bastard to a California Highway Patrol exhibition aimed at promoting road safety. This seemingly benevolent act, however, only amplified the curse's reach. The exhibition itself became a catalogue of bizarre and terrifying incidents. While being displayed in Sacramento, the car inexplicably fell from its stand, breaking a teenager's hip. Later, at another exhibit, the car simply burst into flames without warning, engulfing the entire trailer it was displayed in, leaving nothing but charred remains. During transportation to a different event, the driver of the truck carrying Little Bastard somehow lost control, and the truck swerved off the road, throwing the cursed car into a ditch. The driver was severely injured, and the car sustained further inexplicable damage. The incidents continued for years. In one instance, the car was left overnight in a locked garage. The next morning, it was found shattered, as if an unseen force had ripped it apart from within. No signs of forced entry, no logical explanation. Just another chilling testament to Little Bastard's enduring, destructive influence. Eventually, George Barris, weary of the relentless string of misfortunes, decided to ship the remaining pieces of Little Bastard back to his garage in Los Angeles. But even this final journey was not without its eerie incident. The car vanished. It disappeared from its sealed boxcar during transit, never to be seen again. To this day, its final resting place remains one of the great unsolved mysteries of the automotive and paranormal worlds. Did it finally find peace? Or did a powerful, unseen force finally claim it for good? The story of Little Bastard remains a chilling cautionary tale. Was it merely a series of horrific coincidences, a macabre string of unfortunate events? Or was it the malevolent echo of a life cut short, a cursed object imbued with the restless spirit of a rebel icon? The whispers of Dean's tragic end, intertwined with the chrome and steel of Little Bastard, continue to haunt the highways of history, leaving true crime and the unknown fans to ponder the terrifying answer. And so, we conclude another unsettling chapter from the archives of Whispers from the Dark. The story of Little Bastard serves as a stark reminder that some objects carry more than just history. They carry a lingering, dangerous presence. Her story, brimming with historical intrigue and terrifying anomalies, leaves us to ponder. What true horrors lurk in the shadows, waiting for an invitation? If you found yourself captivated by this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review Whispers from the Dark on Apple Podcasts. Your support helps us to continue unearthing these forgotten tales and bringing the chilling truth to light. Share this episode with a friend who appreciates a good historical horror story, and let the whispers spread. You can also find more content and connect with us on our social media platforms. Until next time, keep your lights on, your senses sharp, and remember, some whispers should never be ignored.